You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If South Haven is figuring in your Memorial Day plans, get yourself ready because you're going to see mermaids, mermen, even merkids. It's the first ever Mermaid Megafest, 4 days of celebrating merfolk while focusing on preserving our natural freshwater resources. Brad Carrier heads up Mermaid Megafest Productions. Brad, mermaids and water preservation, how does this work?
Well, they go together very well. The festival is in South Haven over Memorial Weekend, and it's going to be a fun time with a serious message to protect our water wonderland. While it is a celebration of mythical aquatic creatures, we're trying to equally deliver a message of freshwater preservation.
So how does aiming for a Guinness record for most people dressed as merfolk serve that serious mission?
Well, it brings attention to the cause. The festival starts off with a one-day conference at Lake Michigan College's South Haven campus, where we have a very esteemed speaker panel talking about the challenges facing the Great Lakes. One of the keynote speakers is Hannah Frazier, and she's going to share her firsthand experiences of swimming with some of the world's largest and most dangerous animals in the ocean, and really share her personal journey of activism and how to protect and preserve them through inspiring imagery. At the end of the conference, we also have a beach clean event, and so we've booked in a lot of the fun events that we have with some serious messages that we want to weave throughout all of the different events.
Sadie Johnson is known as Sadie Mermaid, and she's one of the founding members of the festival team and a performing mermaid. Sadie, how does one perform as a mermaid?
Well, one can perform as a mermaid by just simply getting a tail and experience. And it's just really fun to be able to bring magic to the world and to just let kids be kids for one more day is what I like to say.
So what would a performance consist of?
A performance that I would usually do is I offer an hour and a half of basically I show up to your any kind of pool that you have, and I would then get into the pool, and I would basically perform in impromptu games with children, and it's really fun for everybody just to get in the water and to swim with a creature that they only believed in their dreams.
And so in a sense, you're planting seeds in the minds of these youngsters, for example, if you're at someone's birthday party, seeds that can also kind of lead to this important mission of freshwater preservation?
Yes. Yeah. I find it important to always ask the children, you know, how they would feel if they would like trash in their home and they, you know, oh, ew, no, I wouldn't want that. And so I always tell them that it's important to always pick up trash wherever you go. And, you know, they always remember that. Even I've had years after parents talk to me and tell me how such an impact that I've made on their kids' lives and that how they are going to be basically just making changes, and even just small changes are really important.
Lily Holshue is 15, and she is going to realize her dream to be a mermaid performer. So Mermaid Nady, how did you meet Sadie?
Well, she was actually performing at the opening night of the mermaid exhibit at the Grand Rapids Museum. And I saw her there, and I got so excited because I've never really met anybody who shares my passion for mermaids, so when I saw her there, I was so excited. So we talked for a bit, and we exchanged numbers, and ever since then, she's helped me to get involved with Mermaid Megafest and lots of cool stuff like that.
So is coming up, just so I'm clear, is this going to be your first time performing?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me about your costume. What's it made out of?
I have four tails. One that I made. They're all made out of like a spandex, like swimsuit material, so it's really stretchy and soft. The other three I bought.
How do you feel when you're in that costume and you become Mermaid Nady?
It feels amazing to swim in a mermaid tail because you can swim so much faster and it just feels magical and you just feel like you're one with the water and everything.
Mother Nature knew what she was doing when she designed that tail, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
So Sadie, tell us about your tail and give us some tips for anyone who's thinking of doing this.
Well, for anybody that's starting out, I recommend you highly start with a fabric tail, which Lily has, so that's great. As of right now, I have a silicone tail. It is 35 pounds out of water and 55 pounds soaking wet. So it takes some time to be able to build up to a tail like that, going from fabric to silicone.
I would guess so. And I suspect one just needs to go on the web, and there's probably all kinds of resources there to help, isn't there?
Yes, there are tons of resources out there.
Brad, can any prospective merfolk join in the fun this weekend in South Haven?
Absolutely. There's a whole series of events, and one of those that you talked about was our attempt at the world record for most number of people dressed as a mermaid. We're hoping to have 300 to set the record. We've put out a registration process, and we have over 600 that have said they want to come. So if they all show up, I think we're there. And it's pretty easy to join us. All you need to do is have a tail. It needs to be a fishtail skirt beyond the ankle length. It can be open at the feet so that it doesn't have to have the monofin inserted. And it has to have an embellished top. And that could be something as simple as a swimsuit top with perhaps a seashell clip to it. We also are encouraging mermen to come join us. The only requirement that Guinness has given us in terms of the what's not allowed in the costume is T-shirts. So we can't have T-shirts.
Well, that sounds easy enough. Final quick question. Sadie Mermaid, why do you think merfolk enjoy vacationing in the Great Lakes?
I think that the Great Lakes are one of the best things that is in America, and I think it's great that the mermaids are going to be representing it, because it is just wonderful to have just a group of people that appreciate and care for our Great Lakes and our freshwater ecology. So to have something so that people just only imagined in their dreams, something that they can actually bring to life, and then we can use mermaids as a symbol of education, I think is going to be a great thing.
And the Great Lakes freshwater is friendlier. No sharks, right?
Yes, exactly. And no salt water. So
and good. No salt water. You can get details of the upcoming fun in South Haven by going to mermaidmegafest.com. It'll be running through Memorial Day weekend. Brad Carrier, Sadie Johnson, and Lily Holshue with the first ever Mermaid Megafest. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.